He started to turn the book over. Ted gently put his hand on Bobby's, stopping him. "Don't," he said. "As a personal favor to me, don't." Bobby looked at him, not understanding. "Come to the book as you would come to an unexplored land. Come without a map, explore it, and draw your own map."
"But what if I don't like it?"
Ted shrugged. "Then don't finish it. A book is like a pump. It gives nothing unless first you give to it. You prime a pump with your own water. You work the handle with your own strength. You do this because you expect to get back more than you give, eventually. You go along with that?"
Bobby nodded.
"How long would you prime a water pump and flail the handle if nothing came out?"
"Not too long, I guess."
"This book is 200 pages, give or take. You read the first 10%, 20 pages, that is. I know already your math isn't as good as your reading. And if you don't like it by then, if it isn't giving more than it's taking by then, put it aside."
"I wish they'd let you do that in school," Bobby said.
He was thinking of a poem by Ralph Waldo Emerson, which they were supposed to memorize. "By the rude bridge that arched the flood," it started. S.J. called the poet Ralph Waldo Emerson. "School is different." They were sitting at Ted's kitchen table, looking out over the backyard where everything was in bloom. On Colony Street, which was the next street over, Mrs. O'Hara's dog Bowser barked its endless roof, roof, roof into the mild spring air. Ted was smoking a Chesterfield.
"And speaking of school, don't take this book there with you. There are things in it your teacher might not want you to read. There could be a brouhaha."
"A what?"
"An uproar.
And if you get in trouble at school, you get in trouble at home. This I'm sure you don't need me to tell you. And your mother..." The hand not holding the cigarette made a little seesawing gesture, which Bobby understood at once. "Your mother doesn't trust me." Bobby thought of Carol saying that maybe Ted was on the run from something and remembered his mother saying Carol didn't miss much. "What's in it that could get me in trouble?" He looked at Lord of the Flies with new fascination. "Nothing to froth at the mouth about," Ted said dryly. He crushed his cigarette out in a tin ashtray, went to his little refrigerator, and took out two bottles of pop. There was no beer or wine in there, just pop and a glass bottle of cream. "Some talk of putting a spear up a wild pig's ass, I think that's the worst. Still, there is a certain kind of grown-up that can only see the trees and never the forest. Read the first 20 pages, Bobby. You'll never look back, this I promise you." Ted set the pop down on the table and lifted the caps with his church key. Then he lifted his bottle and clinked it against Bobby's. "To your new friends on the island."
"What island?"
Ted Brodigan smiled and shot the last cigarette out of a crumpled pack. "You'll find out," he said.
This ends Disc 1.